Anti-Semitic acts have gradually decreased over the past decade, according to a statement released by the Anti-Defamation League. Camille Riquesa spoke to the regional director of the ADL to see what they are doing to continue this progress.
The ADL released an audit summarizing anti-Semitic acts that occurred within the last year. They are down 19% from the year before. Here's Amanda Suskind of ADL.
This is a decrease, and we're pleased with that. That's always good news, but it doesn't mean that our work is done.
The audit shows acts of vandalism and harassment have gone down gradually over time. But the number of assaults have almost doubled since 2013. Suskind says they can't explain the increase in assaults.
Every incident has its own story, so it's very hard to say exactly overall what it all means. What we do day to day and day in, day out at the Anti-Defamation League is much more in the realm of prevention than in the realm of reaction.
The ADL trains law enforcement on the subject of hate crimes, what they are, and the law surrounding them. Suskind says hate speech in cyberspace has risen. Rabbi Judith Halevi of Malibu Jewish Center and Synagogue says anti-Semitic acts on the internet is a problem.
I think it's because people can hide behind the lack of an identity. We don't know who it really is. This is the downside of a place where you can create your own alter ego.
The ADL says they will continue to do what they can to stop anti-Semitic acts and hate crimes in the nation.
We always say that we won't be happy till we put ourselves out of business.
The ADL's goal? To decrease the number of hate crimes to zero. Camille Riquestas, Annenberg Radio News.